Вариант 4. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1-4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1-4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Dear visitors, every year our beautiful city of St. Petersburg becomes the perfect ground for the White Nights Festival. It takes place in the magnificent Mariinsky and Hermitage theaters, as well as in prestigious museums and art galleries. The festival's program also offers public events, such as the Scarlet Sails Show. Don't miss the opportunity to participate in the most colorful carnival in the city's suburb of Peterhof. Watch the Neva Bridge parting, wander the city streets, follow the network of the canals, dance all night long, and enjoy the white nights.
Text B. Hi Ted, it's Mike. I'm calling you to say that I'm having a great time here in Kazan, Tatarstan. The city is very beautiful, and it's modern and old at the same time. Did you know that Kazan, founded in 1050, is one of the oldest cities in Eastern Europe after Prague and Kiev? It even has its own Leaning Tower, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Yesterday we visited the gorgeous Kazan Kremlin, dating back to the times of Ivan the Terrible, and admired the magnificent Kul Sharif Mosque. Text C.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hello, Miss Behrens. I'd like to borrow these two encyclopedias on Russian holidays and traditions.
Good choice. These two books provide the fullest information about habits and general ways in Russia. You will also learn about the most popular Russian holidays, such as Easter and New Year. Would you like something else about Russian history and culture?
Not now, thanks a lot. Next time, probably. Frankly speaking, I have a lot of homework in geography this week. Besides, I'm to make a presentation about customs and traditions in Russia in 2 weeks only.
All right, then. Can I have your reader's card, please?
Here you go.
Text D.
Can I help you?
Yes, please.
I'm looking for a nice souvenir from Russia for my grandmother.
Oh, we have a wide choice of gifts to everyone's taste. Do you have any preferences? What would you like?
To be honest, I don't know much about Russian culture. Once I saw a video about the famous decorated eggs, you know, the ones which look like those by Fabergé.
Oh, you mean Easter eggs?
Exactly. Yeah, in fact, I'd like a jewellery box in the shape of an egg.
You can see a variety of jewellery boxes over there. I'll show you all of them.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Text A.
Dear visitors, Every year, our beautiful city of St. Petersburg becomes the perfect ground for the White Nights Festival. It takes place in the magnificent Mariinsky and Hermitage theaters, as well as in prestigious museums and art galleries. The festival's program also offers public events, such as the Scarlet Sail Show. Don't miss the opportunity to participate in the most colorful carnival in the city's suburb of Peterhof. Watch the Neva Bridge parting, wander the city streets, follow the network of the canals, dance all night long, and enjoy the white nights.
Text B.
Hi, Ted. It's Mike. I'm calling you to say that I'm having a great time here in Kazan, Tartarstan. The city is very beautiful, and it's modern and old at the same time. Did you know that Kazan, founded in 1050, is one of the oldest cities in Eastern Europe after Prague and Kiev? It even has its own Leaning Tower, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Yesterday we visited the gorgeous Kazan Kremlin, dating back to the times of Ivan the Terrible, and admired the magnificent Kul Sharif Mosque.
Text C.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hello, Miss Behrens. I'd like to borrow these two encyclopedias on Russian holidays and traditions.
Good choice. These two books provide the fullest information about habits and general ways in Russia. You will also learn about the most popular Russian holidays, such as Easter and New Year. Would you like something else about Russian history and culture?
Not now, thanks a lot. Next time, probably. Frankly speaking, I have a lot of homework in geography this week. Besides, I'm to make a presentation about customs and traditions in Russia in 2 weeks only.
All right, then. Can I have your reader's card, please?
Here you go.
Text D.
Can I help you?
Yes, please.
I'm looking for a nice souvenir from Russia for my grandmother.
Oh, we have a wide choice of gifts to everyone's taste. Do you have any preferences? What would you like?
To be honest, I don't know much about Russian culture. Once I saw a video about the famous decorated eggs, you know, the ones which look like those by Fabergé.
Oh, you mean Easter eggs?
Exactly. Yeah, in fact, I'd like a jewellery box in the shape of an egg.
You can see a variety of jewellery boxes over there. I'll show you all of them.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите к каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we're ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share with us their opinions on New Year. Now we would like to present their stories to you. Speaker A.
The New Year Christmas period is the time when your family gets together and you make traditional meals and you see your close friends. That's my country's best holiday. Children love it when Grandfather Frost gives them gifts. And this time, normally, comes with a lot of snow and an amazing atmosphere. My mom makes my favorite cookies, and we have lots of friends and family over to our house, so it's a really wonderful time.
Speaker B.
New Year's Eve is always an exciting time of the year. This year, I was lucky enough to celebrate the beginning of the year in Moscow. It offered spectacular firework displays. There were crowds of people in the street at night. They were glad to meet the new year together. Of course, I like fireworks, but sometimes I get bored because of their noise. And just think about the poor pets. They're scared to death.
Speaker C.
Sharing cultures is very important. On New Year's Eve, a festival took place in my town. It was a very special event, with activities and performances throughout the town center. There was street theater and art, traditional and modern dances, photography, food markets, and music concerts. The guest country was Russia. Events like this one bring people together, which is very important. Do you think so too?
Speaker D.
I really liked New Year and believed in Grandfather Frost as a kid, although I had my suspicions. I wanted to believe in Grandfather Frost because without him, New Year didn't seem to be special. But once, about a week before New Year's Eve, I was looking for something in the pantry and I stumbled upon a pile of pre-wrapped gifts labeled From Grandfather Frost. This basically ruined all my dreams.
Speaker E.
New Year gifts are something special. A lot depends on who you're giving the gift to, and, you know, how many gifts you have to buy when you're getting ready for the holiday. I have 6 brothers and sisters, plus my parents and aunts and cousins. Such a big family. Another thing is shops. For New Year, the shops are really packed and there are so many people. It's really stressful, isn't it? So think about gifts in advance. But I like that stress.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share with us their opinions on New Year. Now we would like to present their stories to you. Speaker A.
The New Year Christmas period is the time when your family gets together and you make traditional meals and you see your close friends. That's my country's best holiday. Children love it when Grandfather Frost gives them gifts. And this time, normally, comes with a lot of snow and an amazing atmosphere. My mom makes my favorite cookies. And we have lots of friends and family over to our house. So it's a really wonderful time.
Speaker B.
New Year's Eve is always an exciting time of the year. This year, I was lucky enough to celebrate the beginning of the year in Moscow. It offered spectacular firework displays. There were crowds of people in the street at night. They were glad to meet the new year together. Of course, I like fireworks, but sometimes I get bored because of their noise. And just think about the poor pets. They're scared to death.
Speaker C.
Sharing cultures is very important. On New Year's Eve, a festival took place in my town. It was a very special event, with activities and performances throughout the town center. There was street theater and art, traditional and modern dances, photography, food markets, and music concerts. The guest country was Russia. Events like this one bring people together, which is very important. Do you think so too?
Speaker D.
I really liked New Year and believed in Grandfather Frost as a kid, although I had my suspicions.
I wanted to believe in Grandfather Frost, because without him, New Year didn't seem to be special. But once, about a week before New Year's Eve, I was looking for something in the pantry, and I stumbled upon a pile of pre-wrapped gifts labelled From Grandfather Frost. This basically ruined all my dreams. Speaker E.
New Year gifts are something special. A lot depends on who you're giving the gift to, and, you know, how many gifts you have to buy when you're getting ready for the holiday. I have 6 brothers and sisters, plus my parents and aunts and cousins. Such a big family. Another thing is shops. For New Year, the shops are really packed and there are so many people. It's really stressful, isn't it? So think about gifts in advance. But I like that stress.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6-11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи сообщение. Прослушайте аудиозапись сообщения и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете написать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, I'm Mike Dowson from Canada and North America. I'm 16 and I've lived all my life in Victoria in the southwest of the country. Victoria's sister city is Khabarovsk in Russia. I take a great interest in this country, which is just across the ocean from my country. First of all, I'm impressed by Russia's culture, its traditions and customs. So I'll tell you a few facts about Russia that I'm amazed and captivated by. To begin with, there are about 160 ethnic groups speaking 100 languages in Russia nowadays. The official language of the Russian Federation is Russian, but many people, especially teenagers and young adults, speak English. Russia is famous for its nesting dolls, which are several dolls that fit inside each other. They are also called babushka dolls or matryoshka dolls. They were invented in 1890 and first appeared at the World Exhibition in Paris in 1900. They have become known worldwide since then. I've got one on the shelf in my room. It was given to me by my Russian friend, Andrew. Russia has 8 public holidays, including New Year, Christmas, Fatherland Defender Day, International Women's Day, Spring and Labor Day, Victory Day, Russia's Independence Day, and Day of National Unity. Russians are very nice people who love their motherland. They're also friendly and hospitable. They always arrange a small party when you visit their homes. Russian culture has a long culinary tradition featuring shchi, ukha, beef stroganoff, Russian salad, and my favorite pirozhki and blini. Andrew's mother often made them when I was staying with them last year. I also noticed that Russians are fond of sports. They enjoy ice hockey, soccer, which they call football, and martial arts such as judo, sambo, boxing, and so on. Moreover, Russian athletes commonly win numerous medals at international competitions and the Olympics. All in all,
Russia has made a really great contribution to science and technology, including the invention of the periodic table of elements, the radio, television, the airliner, and many others, as well as an absolutely terrific contribution to space exploration. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, I'm Mike Dowson from Canada and North America. I'm 16, and I've lived all my life in Victoria in the southwest of the country. Victoria's sister city is Khabarovsk in Russia. I take a great interest in this country, which is just across the ocean from my country. First of all, I'm impressed by Russia's culture, its traditions and customs. So I'll tell you a few facts about Russia that I'm amazed and captivated by. To begin with, there are about 160 ethnic groups speaking 100 languages in Russia nowadays. The official language of the Russian Federation is Russian, but many people, especially teenagers and young adults, speak English. Russia is famous for its nesting dolls, which are several dolls that fit inside each other. They are also called babushka dolls or matryoshka dolls. They were invented in 1890 and first appeared at the World Exhibition in Paris in 1900. They have become known worldwide since then. I've got one on the shelf in my room. It was given to me by my Russian friend, Andrew. Russia has 8 public holidays, including New Year, Christmas, Fatherland Defender Day, International Women's Day, Spring and Labor Day, Victory Day, Russia's Independence Day, and Day of National Unity. Russians are very nice people who love their motherland. They're also friendly and hospitable. They always arrange a small party when you visit their homes. Russian culture has long culinary tradition featuring shchi, ukha, beef stroganoff, Russian salad, and my favorite pirozhki and blini. Andrew's mother often made them when I was staying with them last year. I also noticed that Russians are fond of sports. They enjoy ice hockey, soccer, which they call football, and martial arts such as judo, sambo, boxing, and so on. Moreover, Russian athletes commonly win numerous medals at international competitions and the Olympics. All in all, Russia has made a really great contribution to science and technology, including the invention of the periodic table of elements, the radio, television, the airliner, and many others, as well as an absolutely terrific contribution to space exploration. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.